I'm Whitney Madueke, and this is My Life So Far podcast. It's my diary on self-growth and self-love through life's ups and downs with the lessons I've learned along the way. Here is My Life So Far. Hey everyone, it's Whitney Madueke, and I'm super excited. It's been a year since I started this podcast, August 17, 2019. And oh my gosh, the stories we have shared together. It's just been an amazing journey connecting with you all on a deeper, greater level. And I look forward to more episodes together, more conversations. And I'm just really excited about the future together. So in today's conversation, we are going to be talking about loneliness. I hope you can relate and I hope you enjoy this conversation. Someone asked on Snapchat, "Hey Whitney, I notice you're kind of a loner just like me. How do you deal with loneliness or life in general?" Wow. As I read those words, I couldn't believe someone could see it, or at least they could feel what I've felt for such a long time. It was like a conversation I always wanted to avoid beyond the thought in my head, and now here I am sharing it with the outside world. Sharing it on Snapchat and now on my podcast. I guess my smile could no longer hide what my eyes were saying. I replied with, "Haha," taken aback by the question, but answering, or at least replying her, saying, "Work. I work a lot and I focus on my goals. I treat myself, I take myself out, and you know, I dabble in a few entanglements to keep me company." You can't work away or self-love your way through loneliness, but you can understand what triggers it and do your best to manage it. At the end of the day, humans need companionship to survive. So I call everyone that I can, and I do my best to honestly just manage the feeling. That was the best way I could explain how I deal with loneliness. Because the truth is, loneliness is something I feel so often and in varying waves and lengths. It's always with me, sometimes sitting in the background and then coming to the forefront loud and clear. Sometimes it's a gentle whisper. And sometimes I forget what it's like, and then other times it's back and I wish it would just go away. But sometimes it just stays for a very long time. It's not easy to explain, but sometimes I find myself sitting in a room full of people and I can feel so disconnected and alone. And sometimes I ask myself this question, "Do you see me?" Yes, I am here, but do you see me? I find myself asking that question as some sort of way of expressing how I feel and the loneliness and the magnitude of that loneliness, because I can't honestly put it into words and I can't really explain it beyond that I just feel super lonely right in this moment, or I just feel out of touch or out of place. So the question is, do you see me? I guess it's an emotional connection. Probably one of the reasons why I prefer intimate one-on-one conversations with friends or lovers or whoever than a large group of people. I always catch myself withdrawing from that moment and seeing how do I feel? If I enjoy this exact moment, or if I feel like it's not worth my time, or that I'm not truly seen or heard and they're just really loud overshadowing voices, or that I just feel really out of place. Like, is this where I'm really meant to be? And is this the sort of environment or the sort of people I should be hanging around with? So I just tend to focus on work, on my goals. And I know that that can seem very, you know, sometimes maybe even snobbish, or Whitney's so quiet, she's always to herself. But what can you really do if you're with a group of people, but you just never feel connected or like you're seen. I don't really have the answer to this feeling. I just know it's something that I felt for such a long time. I felt it in high school, I felt it at college, I felt it at law school, and I feel it now even in New York City. Loneliness is such a frequent friend that I've had to deal with it, and unfortunately, it doesn't help that I'm in New York City by myself. For me, in understanding or at least expressing this emotion, I've just come to understand what triggers it or why I feel that way. And sometimes it can just be rooted in the fact that I feel so unsupported. Or maybe I am comparing myself to the love that someone else is receiving, and I'm just like, I've never gotten that, or I've never experienced that. And I guess it's also rooted in my anxiety or in relationships that I have with people, whether as friends or lovers or whatever. And it's also rooted in my love languages. My two primary ones are words of affirmation and time. Quality time is everything to me, and it's not just, us doing things together and, not talking, but actually like that one-on-one intimate conversation. And those are kind of sort of things that I need to feel loved or to see, feel seen. And sometimes I find myself like pulling away from a situation because I feel like I'm not giving what I need, or I just don't feel the love in that situation or in that room or wherever I am. And it really is just triggered by a lot of things, and sometimes I catch the triggers and sometimes I don't. So sometimes I'm just left feeling a type of way, and maybe it's even someone's energy in the room, all of that, because also I feel energy from people. So it can really be a lot of feelings. And when the person asked me this question on Snapchat, I was like, damn. Damn, this person sees it. Like, I thought I did a great job at hiding this. And I think for me, everyone always talks about my smile, but I feel like sometimes my smile is also like a shield. It's a beautiful shield. It's a shield that I use sometimes when I'm uncomfortable, sometimes when I'm unhappy, sometimes when I'm, really happy. And how can you really tell? Because I've perfected my smile. Like, my smile is amazing. And sometimes when I ask that question, do you see me? I'm asking, do you see beyond my smile? Do you see, what I'm hiding or what I choose to not talk about in this moment? Do you see that? I love talking and sharing and being as vulnerable. And even with this topic, loneliness, I was like, ooh, how am I gonna talk about it? Like, what am I going to say? This is something you constantly feel. How many people can relate to that? And I remember just sharing a tweet on Instagram, and someone just even responded saying that she feels that exact same way. And I love that so much because it's a feeling that I've always felt like, who else understands this feeling? And it's not something I'm gonna talk about with friends or anyone at that. It's just something I'm just gonna talk about with myself, because how many people really understand what I'm saying? Like, they might think they do, but how many people really get it? Like, loneliness and it being such a frequent friend, like something you're always feeling no matter what, and it's just always there. Like, it's always there. And so to have someone reply and to say like she feels the same way, I was like, yes, I'm not crazy for feeling these emotions, that it doesn't seem to leave. And they've always come at different points. I know high school, one of the moments that I always recall feeling lonely is, you know, you're hanging out with a group of friends and, you know, it's someone's birthday and everyone's getting an invite, but you didn't get an invite. So you're just there like, oh, maybe she hasn't gotten to me yet. Or you just feel like, oh, okay, everyone got an invite, but I haven't gotten an invite to the party. And you're just like, all right, but I thought we were friends. You know, and I guess maybe the prep pressure of everyone else asking like, oh, you didn't invite Whitney? Then turns into like, hey, Whitney, you're invited. And it's just like, the time has kind of passed. You know, like finding out that, oh, you were invited to something that everyone else in your friend group was invited to, and so you feel a type of way. Or, you know, just being with a group of people and everyone's talking and you're just there like, man, I don't really like this conversation we're having, or I don't really have anything to contribute, or, you know, you just feel like, why am I hanging around with these people? So those are like the little moments of loneliness I would feel in high school. And I probably felt it in primary school, but maybe I didn't really understand the feeling, or I just, you know, I'm a kid, so you can just laugh things away. And then in college, I remember just feeling this heavy feeling of loneliness. Like, it was, I can't remember what triggered it, but I remember for like a good week plus, I was so low. Like, I didn't even want to open the curtains to see the sun. I would just wake up, go back to bed. I would have class, I would go to class. But like, I was just really low for a very long time. And I didn't understand why I felt so lonely. Like, my sister is next door. She's like, you know, she's my roommate. Or at least flatmate. And, you know, I just remember being so down for a very long time. And I was just like, wow, what is this feeling? I later overcame it. I went to law school. And even at law school, though I had friends, I just pulled away because I didn't even want to be at law school. So that was that. The loneliness wasn't so loud. I guess, you know, it being law school and how hectic and crazy it is, it kind of like diluted, you know, the noise, or at least pushed loneliness to the background. But I saw it coming back, and I have different ways of coping with it. Some are healthy, some are really not. And at law school, I was dealing with it like in my unhealthy way, I would say. I'm not really going to talk about that. And, you know, I knew what I was doing was just to cope with the feeling, or to cope with the burden of being at law school and just being unhappy that I was there, and just feeling like I was really just left alone to deal with law school. And so I was dealing with it in my own way. And I was really so happy when I got my results and I passed. Like, I remember seeing my results and the way I burst out into tears. It was like I was holding in so much for such a long time, and when I saw like, you've passed, it was like freedom. And I burst out into tears, and I remember just like clenching myself. Like, I just fell onto my knees, or at least my lap, because I was sitting down actually, and I was just like crying, you know, tears of joy, tears of relief. Like, oh, law school was a lot. It was a lot. It was a struggle 1 year. But I did it, you know, I did it. And so, you know, in all of that, I then moved to New York. And I guess this feeling is also centered in the fact that I've always had to push for what I want beyond what people see, or, you know, what they're willing to give support in. So in some sense, I've always kind of had to rely on myself to do the pushing and the pulling, and, you know, just be that cheerleader for myself when I didn't find it around me or in the way that I needed. Because yes, people can love you a certain way or provide you with that support in a certain way, But if it's not really how you want it or how you need it, it can sometimes feel like it's not there. You know, it's almost like, you know, someone giving you their hand to pull on, and maybe you wanted a foot to pull on, and instead it's a hand. So maybe you don't really see the hand. So you just feel like, oh wow, I really have to pull myself, you know, as opposed to having someone pull me. And so, you know, I think of it in terms of like, you know, starting my YouTube channel, you know, the people that made fun of me about it, and having to just overcome it, like having to just tell myself like, oh yeah, this is what you want to do for yourself, so do it. Don't just fall into the fact that they are making fun of you, or they don't accept it. And so, you know, you have little bits like this that kind of like almost reinforces the fact that you're lonely, that you're just doing all of this by yourself and for yourself, and you're just alone doing it. And, you know, I moved to New York, obviously by myself, and I'm so driven by the fact that I want to study fashion design. You know, this is what I've been saying I want to do for a long time. I'm gonna do it, and I'm here. And I didn't feel lonely for such a long time. Again, because that feeling is in the background, and you know, the fact that I'm in a new city and trying to sort myself out, that is a huge noise that kind of blocks all of that away. And you know, in quarantine, it's COVID-19, it's 2020 that we're in. At first, this feeling didn't come back. And you know, throughout my time in New York, it definitely does come in and it goes. It comes when the noise from hustling has died down, and you know, loneliness is like, hey, I'm back. And so I've kind of had to like find my way of kind of pushing it to the back, or just reaffirming and reminding myself that I'm not alone, that yes, you feel like you are, but you really aren't. And I think that's why it's been so, oh my gosh, it's been so amazing when I'm in these really low moments that I can't really express. And so here I am, you know, in a low moment, and someone just reaches out to me on Snapchat or Instagram, wherever, and they pour their love for me into me, and it's just so reaffirming. So, you know, loneliness is something I feel in so many ways and in so many different strengths. Sometimes it's such a small feeling that I can quickly reaffirm myself, like, you're not alone. And sometimes it's such a loud voice that stays for days and, you know, even weeks, even months. And I have to find a way of navigating through that and, you know, reaffirming myself and reminding myself that I am not alone. I am loved. I'm surrounded by love. It's here. One thing that I've truly appreciated, you know, is just when my friends are just like, Whitney, I'm here. Because it's so easy for me to just think I can do it all by myself. You know, I don't need anyone. And I battle with asking people for help because, you know, I feel alone or I feel just not supported. And then, you know, I have someone just saying, Whitney, I am here if you need anything. And I have to remind myself, Whitney, do you need anything? Can someone actually help you? And not feel like you should carry that by yourself and for yourself, and that's just it. Because there's so much that you can do for yourself and by yourself, and there's so much weight that you can bear alone. Here I am in New York, and life is going good. And in this quarantine moment, COVID-19, at first, you know, loneliness wasn't even it wasn't even around. You know, I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm just gonna use this moment to really focus on me. But there comes a point where, you know, you can only do so much for yourself, and the silence becomes super loud, and just disconnecting from my usual routine. Now, you know, I launched a brand and I'm doing so much, and at some point I have to acknowledge that I feel so alone or not supported or not loved, and I kind of have to navigate that and kind of reach out to people like, hey, how are you doing today? You know, and just talk and have that company. And you know, it's crazy because for me, this feeling of loneliness comes out in so many ways. It can be very work related, it can be very relationship related, like the fact that I'm single, and you know, it can be just everything, like my life in general. Like, oh man, you're out here by yourself alone fighting for a dream. Is it really worth it? Are you wasting your time? Will you regret it at the end of the day? And these are the feelings that, you know, I'm just always constantly going through. And loneliness is just something that is just always a constant. You know, it's kind of probably one thing I can always guarantee for you. Like, yes, we do always feel alone. And at the back of my head, I'm always like asking myself this question. Is this a feeling that I would just feel for the rest of my life? You know, because I've had it for such a long time. And even when I feel like, oh yeah, I don't feel it anymore, maybe it's gone, it then comes back. It's even in the smallest things, like, you know, when I find myself watching my favorite shows and this episode, I just know it will trigger me. Wow, this is definitely going to trigger me to feel super lonely, but I'm going to watch it anyways because I'm loving the episode. I love the TV show. And then feeling it in the morning after just having a super wild dream. So I'm watching my favorite show last night and I was just like, damn, this is going to trigger me. But like the episode was so good. So I was like, I'm just going to watch it. And here I am this morning recording this episode and, you know, I'm in tears. Like, you know, I had such a crazy dream as well just from it. And so there's so many ways that, you know, this loneliness or this feeling of loneliness is triggered. And sometimes I stop myself from going down that route. And sometimes I'm just diving straight into that route. You know, like, I can't avoid it. I can only do my best to maintain it. And, you know, it can be really hard. You know, it can be super hard, especially, you know, just with this person that asked this question on Snapchat. That kind of shook me because I was like, damn, someone can see that, you know? And for me, that was just, it was such a weird feeling because for such a long time, I thought I had done a great job at almost not showing that I am, and almost someone could see it. And I guess maybe they are just seeing it in terms of, oh yeah, Whitney is always by herself. She doesn't really hang around people. So maybe that's where it's coming from. But I guess for me, it was just the fact that someone really brought it to light. And I just felt like, wow, this would be such a great conversation for my podcast, even though I know I'm gonna like break down from it. But I want to have it because it's so important. And like the mere fact that one person can relate, that just means so much more to me. And to even find that someone else could relate as well, that's two people. So it's like, how many more people can relate? And how do we all deal with this feeling? And it's just been so crazy. And I haven't found my answer to dealing with loneliness and the feeling. I've just found ways around it, or, you know, ways of coping or dealing and reminding myself that I'm not alone. And sometimes I do a great job at reaffirming myself and reminding myself that I'm not alone and I have friends that I can reach out to. And well, other times I'm doing a terrible job and honestly all I can do is just cry and hopefully wait for the moment to pass. But I wanted to share this with you because I wanted you to understand that you're not alone, even in loneliness, even when it feels like you definitely are alone, you are not. I am here with you, feeling these emotions with you. And I know it can be hard sometimes to find the people around you to talk about it with. And also the fear of people not really understanding, they think they do, but in actuality they don't, can also be scary because you've opened up to someone that doesn't really understand what you're saying, so they can't really help you. And I don't really have that answer. I just know that I feel it and I constantly have to just find my way around it. And I just wanted to share that. I wanted to share that loneliness is my friend, unfortunately. And hopefully, you know, it stays in the background or it just stays silent for a long time. But I know, like with life, it just always comes back and I always just have to kind of confront it and to find my way around it. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. It was a heavy one, but I'm really glad that I did that. I am going to listen to some new Burna Boy because I love Burna Boy's music to cheer myself up. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can leave me a voice message here on the Anchor app, or you can simply say hi on Instagram at My Life So Far Podcast. I would love that. And if you really enjoyed this episode, I would love a review. That would be amazing. And I'll catch you in my next episode. Lots of love. Bye!